Oh, it's such a captivating mystery. For over a decade, the identity of Bitcoin's creator, Satoshi Nakamoto, has been one of the most intriguing puzzles in tech and finance.
Absolutely. Despite countless claims from people saying they're the enigmatic figure, none have ever provided irrefutable proof. The question of how to definitively identify Satoshi remains unsolved.
This article dives into the cryptographic standards needed to prove someone's identity as Satoshi, why past claims have failed, and what it all means for Bitcoin's future.
The gold standard, cryptographic proof, the Bitcoin protocol demands that any claim to Satoshi's identity must be underpinned by cryptographic proof.
Exactly. In a world built on decentralization, this is the only universally accepted standard.
The core of this proof lies in the private keys tied to the first Bitcoin blocks mined by Satoshi, especially the Genesis block.
These private keys are mathematically linked to the first 50 Bitcoins ever created, coins that have never been spent.
To validate a claim, someone would need to cryptographically sign a message using these keys, like signing a current news headline. That's the only way to prove it's truly them.
Right. This requirement is rooted in Bitcoin's principles: decentralization, trustlessness, and cryptographic security.
Unlike traditional systems that rely on centralized authorities, Bitcoin's design demands proof that's objective and verifiable without human intervention.
Cryptographic signatures eliminate subjectivity or third-party validation. It's mathematical certainty, not circumstantial evidence.
Why past claims have failed: numerous high-profile claims have emerged, but none meet the cryptographic standard.
These claims often rely on circumstantial evidence, like technical writing styles, emails, or personal backgrounds that align with Satoshi's timeline.
For example, some cite their cryptography expertise or participation in cypherpunk communities as proof. But these are speculative and lack the rigor needed.
Philosophical alignment is another common angle. People argue that their deep understanding of Bitcoin's principles or cypherpunk ethos proves their authenticity.
While that might reflect shared ideals, it doesn't establish a direct link to Satoshi's identity.
Third-party endorsements are also used, with testimonials from journalists or academics. But these introduce trust and subjectivity, which contradict Bitcoin's decentralized ethos.
The protocol's design prioritizes cryptographic verification over human testimony, making such endorsements insufficient.
The failure of these claims highlights how critical cryptographic proof is in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Without it, any assertion remains speculative.
The burden of proof and its implications proving one's identity as Satoshi isn't just a technical challenge. It's a matter of profound consequence.
The private keys tied to the Genesis block represent a fortune in Bitcoin. Using them would have seismic implications for the market and the network's narrative.
First, revealing Satoshi's identity would end the myth of the anonymous creator. This could destabilize the market, as anonymity has been a key part of Bitcoin's appeal.
Investors often associate the pseudonym with the idea of a decentralized, trustless system. Exposing it might erode confidence in Bitcoin's principles.
Second, the potential for market manipulation or speculative behavior arises. If Satoshi moved or spent the unspent coins, it could trigger volatility or be exploited.
The decentralized nature of Bitcoin is designed to resist centralization. Proving identity could reintroduce trust-based dynamics, which is why the real Satoshi might have chosen silence.
The burden of proof isn't just technical, it's strategic and existential. Revealing identity could compromise the system they created, making anonymity a rational choice.
Conclusion: the bar is impossibly high. By design, the standard for proving Satoshi's identity isn't just high, It's singular and cryptographic.
This rigor has been embedded into Bitcoin's DNA, ensuring the mystery endures. The protocol's design prioritizes trustlessness and decentralization, and cryptographic proof is the only mechanism that aligns with these principles.
The mystery of Satoshi isn't a flaw, it's a deliberate feature. By requiring cryptographic verification, the protocol has filtered out imposters and preserved the myth of its decentralized origins.
Until someone moves the coins from the Genesis block or signs a message with its private key, the enigma of Satoshi will, and perhaps should, remain unsolved.
This enduring mystery is a testament to the power of cryptographic systems and the importance of trustless verification in decentralized networks.
It also highlights the delicate balance between anonymity and transparency in cryptocurrency. While Satoshi's identity may never be revealed, his principles continue to shape the future of digital finance.
Critical takeaways 1. Cryptographic proof is the only valid standard. Bitcoin requires cryptographic signatures using early block private keys to confirm Satoshi's identity.
This eliminates reliance on circumstantial evidence or human testimony.
2. Past claims fail due to lack of objectivity. Claims based on philosophical alignment, third-party endorsements, or circumstantial evidence are insufficient.
They reintroduce trust and subjectivity, which contradict Bitcoin's decentralized ethos.
3. The burden of proof has far-reaching implications. Revealing Satoshi's identity could destabilize the market, erode confidence in Bitcoin's principles, and introduce new risks.
This may explain why the true Satoshi has chosen to remain anonymous.
4. The mystery of Satoshi is by design. The protocol's requirement for cryptographic proof ensures the myth of anonymity persists.
This preserves Bitcoin's decentralized nature and its foundational trustless architecture.
In summary, the mystery of Satoshi Nakamoto isn't just a historical curiosity. It's a reflection of Bitcoin's core principles.
The pursuit of cryptographic proof underscores the importance of objectivity, decentralization, and trustlessness in the digital age.
While Satoshi's identity may never be revealed, his legacy continues to inspire innovation and resilience in cryptocurrency.